I'm Dan Clefstad. The Census Bureau says new census data will not be available to states until the end of September, which could throw off Illinois' next election cycle. Each decade, states get updated population data, which are then used to draw new political maps. But states usually get that data by late March. Illinois' constitution stipulates that if the legislature cannot agree on new maps by June 30th, the process will be handed to a bipartisan commission. But even without data delays, the General Assembly has blown that deadline for the last four decades, triggering a random chance partisan tiebreaker each time. Governor J.B. Pritzker says it's too soon to say what the state should do given the six-month delay.
It's obviously extraordinarily difficult. It was one thing when they said April. It's another thing when they said September. It really creates a challenge for us all. But we'll get through it. We'll deal with it like we have all the other challenges through COVID-19.
Pritzker has promised to veto unfair maps, but has not been specific about what criteria he might use to determine fairness. The delay could mean election deadlines are pushed back and could even mean Illinois' primary, usually held in mid-March, might be deferred until the next spring. Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker delivers his budget address Wednesday, and Republicans are calling on his administration not to press pause on a tax credit that got bipartisan support. Derek Cantu has more.
During Pritzker's first year in office, the governor negotiated with Republicans on a series of economic incentives to attract and grow businesses in Illinois. Included in the package was a new tax credit for data centers, massive facilities which house computer systems for data processing and storage. Republican Representative Jeff Kiker of Sycamore says the incentive helped to attract a brand new Facebook data center to his district. But Kiker warned Pritzker, who says he'll delay certain tax credits to stabilize Illinois' budget for next year, could cause long-term damage.
What the data center incentive does is it allows local areas like my own to rescue their own future by bringing in added revenues, added jobs, added residents. We cannot afford to see the state take that away.
Republicans pointed out that the governor has tried to court New York Stock Exchange data centers to Illinois using tax credits. I'm Derek Cantu.
And I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. The major winter storm that we're seeing right now, it's bringing heavy snow, dangerously cold wind chills, and disruptions to travel and commerce through tonight. The National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky, updating this morning, saying avoid all unnecessary travel during this period. Also check on your elderly neighbors and bring your pets inside. Continue to monitor for the latest forecast for updates. While the snow is falling relatively light to moderately at this time, depending on where you're at, snow will increase in intensity and become heavy by mid to late morning. This will result in rapid snow accumulations and reduced visibilities, causing hazardous travel conditions. We are expecting in excess of 1 inch per hour until snow tapers off later on today. City of Marion has launched an investigation after an employee was found dead over the weekend. Marion police say they received a call around 7 a.m. Sunday morning of a missing employee at the city's wastewater treatment plant. Crews from multiple agencies were dispatched, and at 10 a.m., the employee was found dead in one of the treated water ponds. Few other details are available. Police say they're still looking into just what happened and contacting the victim's family.